It's the 1st of February 2015 and I'm in my office at home in Hull contemplating my itinerary over the next 3 weeks. Tonight I go down to London Heathrow Airport, spend the night there, and then in the morning I fly to Hong Kong and on to Taiwan to Taipei. I'm spending a week in Taipei, based around the East Asian Forum of Nursing Scholars Conference at National Taiwan University. This forum's known as EFONS and this is the 18th EFONS conference, and I'm giving a keynote on global issues facing nursing. I'm also giving another shorter presentation on disseminating research through publication, and a talk to students at National Taiwan University on recent issues and publishing and nursing. And then at the end of the week, I give a talk to the local Sigma Theta Tau chapter on nursing research in the 21st century. After my week there, where I'll also catch up with old friends, I'll go to Hong Kong for a week, meet up with Mark Hayter from Hull. There we've got visiting professor duties at Hong Kong Polytechnic University, where we teach on a Master of Nursing course. We'll also catch up with old friends there, do some socialising. And then after that, I come back to the UK briefly, but I stay in London, and all being well, I then go to Genova in the north of Italy for a week there, where I work with local colleagues there teaching on a postgraduate course. I intend to catch you up and keep you up to date with this journey and to do some things differently from my recent set of podcasts from Qatar. The first thing is to have a bit more of a lively presentation style. I was told that my style was rather droll by one of my listeners, so I hope I can overcome that. I have overcome one thing, which was a dreadful cold that I had when I was in Qatar. Still slightly affecting me, but I'm feeling much better now, so that should help. Also, I want to include other people in the podcast if I can persuade them to speak to me while I'm at the conference, especially in Taiwan. So we'll see how that goes. Well, I've just been dropped off at Hull Station by my son on a very cold winter's evening, and we're just waiting to get on the first Hull train, which goes all the way from Hull to London King's Cross.
The 1847 first Hull train service to London King's Cross. If there is anyone aboard that does not intend on travelling with us this evening, can I now please ask you to return to the platform, as this train is now ready for departure.
Take off position, stow your table with foot rest, and check that the seatbelt is securely fastened. Mobile phones and portable electronic devices with cellular, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth functions must be switched off until after landing or set to aeroplane mode. Larger electronic devices such as laptop computers and portable DVD players must be stowed under the seat in front of you or in the overhead compartment. Shortly after landing, we will advise you when it is to switch them on again. In a few moments, we'll be collecting your headsets and UNICEF donations. Cabin crew, please pick up the landing gates. Ladies and gentlemen, Cathay Pacific welcomes you to Hong Kong. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartment as items inside will fall out.
And proceed to the boarding gate. Thank you for flying Cathay Pacific Airways.
Ready to go, we're just waiting for a couple more passengers and a bit of baggage. We'll run away very shortly. Flying time today is 1 hour and 13 minutes. We're forecasting to be able to spend flying distance along the way. Into Taipei, there's a light rain forecast. Bit of cloud around, and currently it's 14 degrees Celsius. Very shortly in flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Taipei. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated.
Well, you probably gather that I'm in Taipei in Taiwan. A couple of years since I've been here. Often used to come here in the middle of the year in August when it was exceedingly hot and humid, but it's not quite like that at the moment. It's not cold, but it's dull and very, very damp. I was met at the airport by Lian Wai Huang, my colleague, who used to be head of the nursing school at National Taiwan University. And her and a colleague, Chong Chen, who I've been in contact with about my arrangements for this conference, took me into Taipei to my hotel, which is the Just Sleep Hotel, which is actually next to the National Taiwan University main campus, and I'll be staying here for 5 nights. It's kind of linked to the university. The wall in my bedroom's got mathematical equations on it as decor, which I think is quite original. They've got me on the top floor in the best room with a bottle of red wine waiting for me on my table. I don't know if they expect me to drink that now or not. I shan't be. Huang has given me a phone to use and put all the numbers I might need into it. And all my arrangements are made for the week. Exactly when I'll be picked up every day, where I'll be taken to, what I'll be doing. So they're very, very kind, very helpful, very precise. Tomorrow morning, though, I will get some time on my own, and I think on Friday afternoon I should have some time on my own as well, although I think I've got a dinner in the evening. Eating is a big thing in Taiwan, as it is in most of Chinese cultures and countries. So I'm just here to do a bit of work, and in a couple of hours meet my student Su Bei with another colleague of hers, have some dinner, and then get a very early night and get to sleep, and I imagine I won't have any problem falling asleep tonight.